Leaders must own everything in their world. There is no one else to blame. Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Own it all. The escalation. There are moments that define a career long before anyone recognizes them. For me, it began in a Delta Airlines lounge somewhere between New Delhi and Detroit. It was midnight in India, morning in Michigan, when I received the escalation call from my client. A major operational failure had occurred, and there was an irate client on the other end of the receiver. The irony was not lost on me at that moment. I was halfway around the world, leading a program designed to prevent this exact type of escalation. I was vice president of operations and responsible for a global supplier team of roughly 1,000 employees supporting a major hyperscaler's global online ad sales business. Our charter as a vendor resource was both simple and ambitious: increased ad revenue through end customer engagement, delivery of flawless customer support, and preservation of the client's brand promise across every channel. My role encompassed client relationship management, operational delivery, and the human ecosystem behind it all. I was accountable for multiple delivery centers in North America, India, and the Philippines. My span of influence included strategic client partnering, $50 million in existing annual revenue, and a growth target of an additional $15 million to $20 million in special project and expansion sales. The scale was enormous, the margins thin, and the expectations through the roof. On paper, I was in control, but I learned that control and leadership were far from synonymous with one another.